Today on Japan Business News and Real Estate, the U.S. dollar retreated from its highest level since mid-November against the Japanese yen as investors rebalanced portfolios for month-end. Markets on edge, and a dispute over COVID-19 vaccine supply in Europe cooled risk appetite. I'm Priti Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. The world is feeling the effects of delayed vaccine production on the economy. The delay snowballed into a spat between Britain, the European Union, and drug makers over how best to direct limited supplies. AstraZeneca unexpectedly announced supply cuts last week, and then their offer to supply 8 million more doses of its COVID-19 vaccine to the European Union was far short of what was originally promised, according to an official of the European Union. The challenge being that new variants of the novel coronavirus have prolonged lockdowns, further delaying expectations of a much-needed economic rebound. Meanwhile, investors are feeling the pinch and looking at other options. Wall Street and global equity markets sank last week amid a growing battle on Wall Street between hedge funds and retail investors. With unpredictable volatile gains and losses, investors have been facing unusually high risks. Some have been considering making changes to their portfolio and following a consistent, more cautious approach. This is one of the likely reasons we are seeing an increase of investors inquiring about the Japanese property market, which for some would be a temporary stopover until the market settles. For others, though, a much-needed, more secure safe haven. Of particular interest have been investment properties. Newer investors have been eyeing smaller apartments in high occupancy areas with minimal risk. These are from, in U.S. dollars, $50,000, with yield of around 6% to 9% net pre-tax, bringing the approximate monthly income to $300 to $450. Properties are occupied for immediate rental income. Seasoned investors are waiting for the distressed property pool to hit the market. We're expecting around mid-2021. The hospitality sector was hit the hardest, partly because of the oversupply of new hotel developments for the upcoming, and then later postponed, Tokyo Olympics and Osaka World Expo events. What is key here is what came out of this setback. The trend of repurposing assets at significant discounts to be converted into flexible floor space rental schemes, shared office space, multifamily residential properties, and data centers. Since operators have been losing money faster than they can make it, investors have been finding bargains on distressed properties with operators relieved to walk away from their contractual obligations. Even with hotels not in distress, we have seen interest. And although this might sound counterintuitive during a travel ban, experts believe that travel and events will resume in the near future despite the delay of the Olympics. In fact, the Marriott still remains confident in the future of travel to Japan and has announced the expansion of its footprint in Japan with the development of 6 of its hotel brands. That is reassuring. Also quite popular are deals on traditional old houses that can be converted to short-term rentals for when events resume. By keeping the rentals to 1 month or longer, rather than less than 1 month, investors can bypass the zoning restrictions and potentially earn more on rental income than on a long-term lease. Switching up portfolios is becoming increasingly something to think about for investors. Some first-time investors have been held back due to financing. The Japanese property market is a cash purchase environment, as it is hard for foreigners to get loans in Japan. But for the most part, investors are looking for alternatives, and we expect to see increased interest as the world continues to grapple with market volatility and the uncertainties of the pandemic. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. At NTI, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we are always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line at info@nippontradings.com.